When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Jillian Michaels Show is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ is an insurance company that uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health conscious people like runners, cyclists, strength trainers, yogis, vegans, and more. So to see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/Jillian. That's healthiq.com/Jillian. Make sure that your family is protected. I've got a special New Year, New You offer for you. Very limited time, 30% off an annual subscription to the MyFitness app by Jillian Michaels. It's only $69 for a whole year. That's about $1.20 a week. It's normally $99.99 for the year or $9.99 if you do it monthly. Plus, you can try it free for 7 days. If you don't like it, cancel. You pay nothing. There are tons of meal plans, hundreds of recipes, hundreds, literally endless workouts that are personalized by yours truly based on the information you give. Custom meal plans, personalized workouts, me as your coach, 30% off. Act fast. Go to www.jillianmichaels.com. So my new producer, in her first segment suggestion, has repeatedly, by the way, propose this segment. Go ahead, Cindy.
Naked workouts are coming to your gym. What could possibly go wrong?
Come on.
The picture is just classic because it's a naked man and a barbell being held by something we can't see.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a celebrity trainer is offering 3 naked workout classes per week at his Soho studio starting this Friday. 1 class for men, 1 class for women, and 1 is co-ed.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
clothes-averse clients can expect body weight workouts that target the butt, legs, and core. Nude workouts sound that they could get disastrous fast, but Hansen, who's the trainer, tells the Post that trainers will protect unclothed clients from mishaps. How's that? Our trainers are qualified to ensure that all workouts are carried out safely and that our clients perform the exercises in the correct manner so as not to hurt themselves. Oh, that's what they're worried about? That you're going to, what, sprain your wiener? Like, how?
I'd be more worried about my toe, I think. Like, dropping
something. You can also book nude solo sessions.
Wait, is this at a public gym?
Because
I wouldn't want to reuse
it. It says Hansen Fitness, so my guess would be no.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Can you imagine, like, hey, can I? You don't have that bicycle?
Sweaty parts on things. I don't
oh
know.
Yeah, that's gross.
I think it's a class thing. You know what though? Like, nude yoga has been a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Evan goes to that.
Yeah.
Greg's business partner.
I cannot imagine doing
downward
that.
Downward dog.
Evan.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
Happy baby.
I couldn't imagine.
Oh man.
Just I could not imagine.
Staring into someone's
I feel
butthole.
Like we should call the studio.
The naked yoga?
Did you just say you're staring down someone's butthole?
In Happy Baby.
Happy Baby?
You would be if you looked up. Think about it.
She's picturing it.
Down someone's butthole?
No, in like it would if you looked up, it would be in your direct eye line. Think about it.
I see the images floating by.
But
I would never do it.
Like catching a glimpse of, but you went all the way staring down their butthole. You like?
I don't think I said staring down.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Into?
Did I?
Yeah,
she said right down the butthole. Didn't she? Well,
maybe
Cindy.
She meant having a stare down.
Oh,
with the butthole.
Okay. Well,
anyway,
thank you.
There you go.
Are you calling the studio?
No.
Maybe we should.
I think next time you're
Jake, let's
in
call.
Soho, you should
all right,
know,
let's
take
call.
A class.
Hang on. Hold on a second.
Let's book a session.
917.
What are you going to say?
680. There's a child on their website, by the way, holding dumbbells, which is even more confusing. 3097. Winter specials, Union Square locations. Hanson Fitness, kids, adults, seniors, independent. It doesn't say anywhere nude. Adult.
That's
probably, kids.
That's probably it.
Independent trainers, seniors.
What's that?
Oh. Hello?
Yep.
Hi there. Is this Hanson Fitness?
Yes, ma'am.
Question for you. We read about the naked workouts in the New York Post. Is that for real?
Yes, ma'am.
You really offer, okay, so you have kids classes, seniors classes.
Oh, no, we're not running kids classes anywhere near that class.
Okay, that's good.
That's a completely different location.
All right, so sir, we're doing a little podcast. If you're okay with it, it's a Jillian Michaels show. Could you tell people about the class? My producer pulled the segment and is obsessed with it.
Of course. I mean, this has been crazy what's happening. We have a
tell us about the class.
Registered.
Yeah, we're not at all bashing the class. Tell us about the class, will you please?
1,000 people.
What? How many, sir?
1,000 people have already registered to take this class. Yeah. Can you believe that? 50% of them are women.
No!
In fact, this idea came to me because I had several women who are clients of mine for a very long time who approached me about it.
Really?
They just felt like it would be a good idea to do because they feel restricted in clothing. Their bodies will keep cooler. They'll be able to see their muscles working from full range of motions from very different angles. And so I said, all right, well, let me consider this. They feel like it releases endorphins and toxins. So I did a little bit of research on it. And I said, you know what? Okay. I think this will be fun to do. Let's try it. And even though I have a class, I have a room that's big enough to take 30 people to run a class, I decided to only do it with 10 just to make sure there was plenty of spacing issues and I could control the energy.
Right.
And make sure that nothing crazy is going to try to happen.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And it was like, and what kind of training are you guys doing? Like cross training, like boot camp, burpees and stuff?
No, I'm not going to do anything that's rigorous where, you know, the boobs are shaking and
right.
the booty's shaking
okay.
and, you know, the private parts are exposed.
Right.
I'm going to be very, very aware of that. So we chose a whole bunch of exercises.
So no down dog, right? Because my partner Heidi is very concerned that, like, if you were doing yoga, to quote her, she worried that she would look up and look down somebody's personal area. So the back door, if you will. So none of the – no happy – see, there's no happy baby. So you –
that would be
you know what
yoga.
I think about this, sir? I think this would actually just be liberating, right? It's like there was a show about women and the whole thing was like to eventually get naked and like run on the beach or something.
Right.
And they said that they felt so liberated because for the first time they were just comfortable with their bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And believe it or not, there's a lot of women that want to take this class. And a lot of the guys, I thought, okay, I wonder who these guys are going to be. It's a lot of men and bringing in their wives. It's
Whoa.
Men signing up their wives.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Man.
So I've been shocked at how many people are taking it seriously. They're not thinking it's a joke. It's going to have class. It's going to be a really nice class, a very upscale facility. People are just going to be doing it naked. So
yeah, this is like high-end New York, your place.
Yeah.
I'm like looking at the pictures. Union Square, Wooster Street. I mean, like, the studios are beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, particularly love the one with the wood and the brick is really cool looking. The Soho! Freaking Soho in New York.
Right in Soho, yep. 5,000 square foot location. Beautiful
Jeez,
spot.
Man.
Been in the neighborhood for 32 years.
Yep. Wow! All right, so, sir, if somebody is... If this is only in New York right now, yeah?
Correct.
Are you going to expand?
I'm just going to take this one class right now and see how this thing works. This is going to be tomorrow between 5 and 6. And, you know, obviously, like, there's, you know, 20 different television stations that want to cover it, but we closed it off. We're not allowing any filming going on inside the class. Imagine if I have 1,000 people trying to do it right here in New York. I could scale this thing across the country for sure. Easily.
All right, so I'm just going to tell everybody, if you find yourself in New York or if you are in New York, this is Hanson Fitness. You can go to their website, hansonfitness.com, although it's not on the website yet, right? Because I didn't see it.
Right.
Okay. Or you could call. Sir, do you want me to give the number? Don't give the number.
People are calling me because my telephone number is on my website.
Okay, perfect.
So people can call me, and I'd be happy to fill them in on when these next classes are and how this one went, if we're going to even move forward with it.
We got to send Giancarlo. He would love this.
Oh,
my business partner would be in heaven with this. All right, sir. Thanks so much, man, for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day. Cindy, Look at you. Wow. All right. Honey, you should do this. This would be liberating. You don't have to worry about happy baby.
No way.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one
platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Hey guys, we have a new sponsor, a company called Lola Tampons, and they are 100% natural. 100%. Cotton is the heaviest sprayed crop in the world with pesticides, and that's why this is so important. Their ingredients are totally transparent. No mystery fibers, no chemicals, no fragrances, no synthetics, no dyes. You can pick from all the shapes and sizes. And did you know the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their tampons? So most of them don't. And I promise you, they're filled with all kinds of junk that you're quite literally putting into your body. Lola tampons are 100% cotton with BPA-free plastic applicators. So the subscription is super flexible. You can change it or skip or cancel at any time. All you have to do is go to mylola.com and enter the code EXERCISE when you subscribe, and they'll give you 60% off your first order. That's mylola.com and enter EXERCISE to get 60% off.
I'm so excited. We have Dr. Josh Axe back again. Dr. Axe, how you doing?
Hey, great. Really good.
So guys, we promised you we would talk a little bit more about traditional Chinese medicine and the five elements that we all fall into and how to kind of determine which one you are and what that means for you. And I have no knowledge about this, so I am going to hand it over to you, Dr. Axe.
All right. Sounds good. Well, you know, it's called Five Elements of Chinese Medicine, and everyone listening falls into one of these five categories. And Ayurvedic medicine has a similar thing. You could be a Vata, Kapha, Pitta, but we're going to stick to TCM here. So you can either be a fire element, earth, water, metal, or wood. And which element you are typically is determined by, I mean, oftentimes somebody can tell based on your physical features or based on the emotions you experience when you come into confrontation or the diseases you have. So something that was known in Chinese medicine and is known today by people that practice it is when you experience a specific emotion, it causes disease in specific organs. Today we tend to think, oh, hey, I was diagnosed with diabetes because my grandmother or because I had a parent with that.
Genetics.
Heart disease,
sure.
Because my father.
Yeah.
But what they know is it's actually emotional. So I'll give you an example. If somebody has the emotion of fear, that is toxic to your water element, which is the organs of your kidneys, your adrenals, and your reproductive organs. So if a woman,
oh my God, but that would make perfect sense scientifically, because then your adrenals, you're afraid they're pumping out cortisol and adrenaline.
You got
right?
It. Right. Exactly.
And the Holy shit. You just took something that has sounded so hocus pocus to me and showed me how there's, God, dude, I love you. I see this kind of, cause I'm like, yeah, right. Fear.
Me too.
This is crazy. Okay. I got it. I'm following you. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
So fear. The other thing is, think about it. If a child gets really scared, they can actually wet themselves.
And right.
So they actually,
it's the biochemical response of these emotions is essentially kind of.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. So that's all that lower area of the reproductive organs, bladder, kidney, and adrenals is all related to the emotion of fear. And that's the water element. Now, water elements tend to be the go with the flow. Think about people that are in the Caribbean.
Okay.
They just sort of go with it. Now, when water element is balanced, they're very wise and they're very contemplative, very reflective people. You think about meditation.
Okay.
That's very water element. And those people, when they're balanced, they're going to give you very, very good advice.
Okay.
And they also tend to be very courageous. It's an opposite of fear when they are balanced and healthy. A metal element in Chinese medicine, think of a mountain. When you look at those people, and by the way, water elements are more prone to adrenal fatigue and wearing themselves out. metal elements are very, and water elements also, they have typically have dark hair underneath. Metal elements are very black and white. So have you ever met anyone like that? Like, there is no gray in this world. Like, yeah. Everything is black or white in terms of their views on things. Metal elements, their organs are associated with their lungs and their colon. And so they're most susceptible from a disease standpoint to autoimmune disease and inflammatory bowel disease or respiratory issues. Metal elements, when they come into conflict, they tend to deal with them with grief and sadness and sorrow if they're out of balance. So I'll give you an example. I had a patient who she was best friends. It was a mom. She was best friends with her daughter. Her daughter moved off to college, and after a few months, she triggered having an autoimmune disease. And we actually pinpointed it to the reason why her autoimmune disease kicked in is because she had felt like she lost her best friend when her daughter moved off to college.
Grief.
And a lot of people too. Yeah, exactly. It's grief. If somebody goes through a divorce or loses a loved one, that puts people more susceptible to that. But metal elements, they've also got whiter features. Like typically the bottom of their nose is whiter. They think about people that put on muscle easily. They tend to be metal elements. Earth element is all about the emotion of worry. So think about it. If somebody worries enough, they get a stomach cramp. So the earth element is your spleen, your stomach, and your pancreas. It's those organs. And the earth element is also Mother Earth. And by the way, when a woman becomes pregnant, they tend to shift from being a dominant in one element and also become earth if they're not earth already. And they become more nourishing and loving for that time period. And again, it's Mother Earth. And so that's earth element Chinese medicine. There, those people tend to be more, I hate to call them like, think about a dog, but like a golden retriever. Like they are just like, you want to hug them, you want to love them, they're teddy bears.
Right.
So those are earth elements.
Right.
Fire elements are, think about, and by the way, all these also correlate with different countries, not always, but a lot of times. Think about a very like fiery Italian, you know, Latino man or Italian man or a very
Giancarlo,
fiery,
my business partner.
Exactly.
I got it. Okay.
So the countries of, Spain, Italy, and South America are totally fire elements, and they tend to be most susceptible to anxiety in the form of like a fight or flight response. So they tend to be very dramatic, and their organs are the central nervous system and the heart.
Okay.
It's really the heart there. And last one here is the wood element. You can, and fire elements, by the way, they have very pointed features. They tend to have, think about a hawk or they tend to be very pointed and oftentimes a little more dark in their complexion. Mm. Wood elements are, and I'm a wood element, by the way, but wood elements tend to, if they come into conflict, the emotions they can experience are frustration, anger, and patience.
I must be a wood element.
You might be. Wood elements, too, they tend to be wiry. Think about the roots of a tree. Like, you can see their vasculature, their veins.
All right. Well, can't see. Okay.
They're most susceptible to issues of the liver and gallbladder. So digesting fast, if they get really stressed, is more difficult for them.
Okay.
But that's the... And think about this. Like, why do we call someone an angry drunk today? Well, if you drink too much alcohol, it's toxic to the liver. You have angry outbursts or vice versa. So... Anyways, that's
fascinating about this is that my mom is a psychotherapist or a psychoanalyst. She's not a psychiatrist, so she's not an MD. And she constantly talks about certain diseases like fibromyalgia and autoimmune conditions as somatizing, right? How she's saying like, oh, we're starting to really understand the connection of emotions into physical manifestation. And it's fascinating to me that that's essentially what you're talking about. But my traditional mind is like, oh, well, of course, because of your biochemical response to these feelings and the physiological stressors, like we know what it does to our cells, to the aging process, to our immunity. I mean, even depression. My mom often talks about how in some cases, you know, a person who is not clinically depressed or prone to depression by their physiological nature, but if something horrible happens and they fall into a chemical depression, it can become, at some point, they've got to biochemically interrupt the cycle. It can change your brain chemistry. And it's like what you're talking about with the emotions and the correlation to the areas of your body that you're susceptible to disease. Like, it's actually all has these kind of connective points, if that makes any sense. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I've never understood this, though, in a way that I could kind of piece all that together, because I'd be like, well, that's just psychology. Oh, okay. Well, black or white, I mean, that's just your psychology. That's just your background. Or, well, of course you're going to feel this way if you're afraid. You know, that's your adrenals releasing cortisol. But now I'm starting to see all the connection, and it's truly amazing. You need a quiz on DrAxe.com.
I'm working on it. I'm actually contemplating a book on it, too, because I think it's something that, again, this is probably the oldest documented form of medicine today in terms of what, just the amount of research they did on these things and how interconnected the body is. It really is amazing. And yeah, it's, you know, in every element is correlated with the season. Every element has certain foods they do better with. Like a wood element should be doing it's correlated with spring. So it should be a lot of juices and salads, water element, a lot of very dark foods, seaweeds, blueberries, foods that are naturally salty, things like that really nourish those organs. So it's really fascinating.
Oh my God. I want a book from you on this. And in the meantime, I want a quiz that I can take on DrAxe.com that tells me this is what I need. And I want to take it and I want to see what I am. And then I want it to take me to the store where I can see the best products from my type.
Let's do it.
So I can't promise you guys it'll be up yet, because I'm sure that's a massive undertaking. However, there's all kinds of incredible information on DrAxe.com as it stands right now. And you can go to store.draxe.com/Jillian to check out all of the incredible supplements and products that we talk about during the show. And of course, all Dr. Axe's info is there as well. Dr. Axe, once again, you are the bomb diggity. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Okay, squad, the Jillian Michaels Show is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ is an insurance company that uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, and so much more. And to be honest, it's kind of obvious why. I mean, let me give you a few statistics here. Do you realize that physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, a 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive? Your passion for staying in shape and committing to a healthy lifestyle, yes, is reward in itself, but wouldn't it be awesome if you could save a little money on your health insurance as well? Well, Health IQ helps you do that. And if you're like me and you have kids, you got to protect your family. You've got to have life insurance. So to see if you qualify and get your free quote today, go to healthiq.com/Jillian. That's healthiq.com/Jillian. Get your quote today. All right, people. The time has come. Too Famous in Norway. Cindy, I don't know if you're familiar with my Too Famous segments. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I've heard one yet.
Well, you know, you're a personal friend of mine, so you've probably witnessed Too Famous in action.
I believe so, yes.
Heidi has lived Too Famous. So
a lot.
Which is why she literally is like, no, I'm good. I'm done. I'm out. So here's how the whole thing began. I find the holidays to be extremely stressful. I don't like them. Don't like them. And I have tried to convince Heidi for the longest time to go away for the holidays.
Right.
She says, no. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do Christmas, right? And then I can get out of the whole dinner and the cooking and the family and the thing and the whatever. Because the cooking I don't have to do, but the 2 hours of clean, I hate it. And the cleanup, and the I can't stand it. So it's not my thing, right? So I'm like, all right, maybe we'll do a quick trip. Oh, my God. Right? To see the Northern Lights and just check that off the list. I'm big on checking things off the list. That's my thing. I've got a list. I like to check things off of it. So I... Why are you laughing?
No.
Why are you laughing?
I'm just wondering what else is on the list. I know Egypt.
Egypt is on the list. She doesn't want to do that one either. She doesn't like ruins.
Yeah, I can see that.
She also don't know how safe it is, and I don't really want to die. Or get kidnapped or anything like that.
I'm not gonna get kidnapped.
Okay.
I did get kidnapped in Italy, sort of. I was held captive. Okay. So, all right. So she's learned. Okay, whatever. So I was like, this will be easy. We're going to pop in. We're going to pop out. 5 days. Bing, bang, boom. North Pole, lights, home. Right?
North Pole.
The North Pole.
Hmm.
The Northern Lights.
Got it.
So I'm Giancarlo, of course, is like, yeah, I'll go see the Northern Lights. Because he's newly divorced, so he's as free as a bird. And he's like, we're going. I'm booked to Tromso. Or no, he's like, I'm booked Helsinki into Oslo, into Tromso, which is the flat out Northern Pole. We're going. Get it together.
Wow.
So I...
Meanwhile, she's super sick.
Oh, that's right. I was sick as a dog. So we land in London, and the concierge in Norway finally calls me back. I'm like, oh my God, this is a miracle. She's going to start working on stuff. And Greg and I, we had made dinner reservations. They fell through. And the only reservation they could get us is at a place called Nobu. Now, Nobu is one of the best sushi restaurants in the world. I happen to live about a half a mile away from Nobu in Malibu, where we live on a regular basis. So we went all the way to the UK to have dinner at Nobu, which is where my brother ordered the $100.
Oh, that's where it was?
Yeah, truffle dish while I was in the bathroom. Okay. So I'm like, well, we've traveled all the way around the world. It's just him and I to go to dinner at Nobu and for you to talk about Bitcoin mining, which is exactly what we would do at home. But okay, we go to bed. And in the morning, we are awoke by a fire alarm. Hold on. Wait for it. So we need to leave the hotel at 10:30 latest. The alarm goes off. And we're both like, every orifice on my body is filled with snot. Every single one. Everyone. Everywhere, snot. I'm like drugged. I don't feel. And I'm like, why the fire alarm happening right now? Oh my God. Pissed off. I'm like, it's like the crack acid dawn. I look at my phone. It's 10:30. We had both slept through our alarm. I'm like, Craig, oh my God, Craig, get up, oh my God. So we're like throwing all our stuff in our bag, right? It's a fire drill, a weekly fire drill. It goes on for 1 minute.
At the hotel?
At the hotel. Wow. A weekly fire drill. And meanwhile, she's like, this is a drill. And my brother's like, fire? I'm like, no, because he's still asleep. And he's like sniffing his clothes and folding his clothes. Because he's still, I'm like, Greg, honey, put your clothes in the bag. And let's go. Sniff, fold. Sniff, fold. This is a thing that he does.
Does he think they were dirty?
Yes. I said, he's like, I'm checking to see if they're dirty. I'm like, we've been away from home for less than 24 hours. Sniff, fold. I'm like, put him in the bag. Let's go. So we go, Jeremy's laughing because he knows him. So we go racing out the door. Mind you, everything's pretty much gone wrong, but been salvaged. Like a fire drill.
woke you up.
A weekly fire drill for 1 minute long at the exact moment that we needed to be up or we would have missed the flight. I was like, oh my God, there is a God and he loves me again. Like, really? Like, I, like, this is amazing, right? Like, so I'm like, okay, we're, Giancarlo meets up. We land at the hotel. The concierge lady is there and she's like, all right, I'm going to get you all booked because everyone had told me everything was booked. We get up the next day. We go on this whale adventure. Not one whale. Not one. Not no sign of life whatsoever. Not a seal. Like, nothing.
How long did it go on?
Zero. Like 6 or 7 hours.
What?
In the freezing cold.
On a boat?
They did fish. They caught some cod. I threw a few back when the crazy captain wasn't looking. And my shrink's like, did you see the fjords, which are supposedly like these dramatic like mountain? And I was like, well, I mean, it was a mountain with snow, if that's what you mean, but it's pitch black, so you can't really see anything. And again, I'm fortunate enough to live in America where there's Montana, Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and there's some very beautiful dramatic landscapes. So I was like, yeah, I mean, if you mean like the mountains with the snow, yeah, some. Then the next day, we booked a snowmobile tour. And that was kind of a disaster. And G's sister, like, we're out there, and it was, like, freezing. And Giancarlo's sister had to pee, and she, like, peed on their suit. And she had to, like, pull over. And it was, like, a whole thing. So, and mind you, it's pitch black. Wow. So you basically, like, ride your snowmobile, like, with the guide, like, half an hour out and a half an hour back. So that was like, I was like, all right, it was, for some reason, wasn't that awesome. And then I booked a Northern Lights tour and we got in a van, drove all the way north for about 2 hours, sat in a blizzard for about 2 more hours in the car and drove all the way back and never saw lights.
Oh, wow.
So now we're in Oslo and we land. And I haven't booked a car, but I'm like, all right, we'll get a taxi. And I see Giancarlo buying train tickets. So I was like, why are you going to buy 4 train tickets? Like, you know, and the whole time, like, and here I am thinking I've gotten past I'm too famous for this because of the year that I've had with Giancarlo. So I like, I'm no longer too famous. I'm now down to earth. This is where I am, right? So, but the train, like, I wasn't planning for the train. So I had traveled without all my snow gear on because you would think we're going to go taxi, plane, taxi, hotel, correct? Hotel, taxi, plane, taxi, hotel. That would be the thought process, right? Sure. Like, you wouldn't do the hot chili underwears and the boots and the whole, you wouldn't do that because any logical person would think I'll be hot on the plane, hotel, taxi, plane, taxi, hotel. So he starts buying train tickets. And I was like, why are we buying train tickets? Why don't we just take a cab? And he's like, did you see how much the cab was at the this place, that place? He's turning into my father without, like, you know, the particularly dysfunctional parts. But, like, he's, did you see, meanwhile, the man drives a, like a $400,000 Ferrari. But he's telling me, did you see how much the taxi cost on the way? And he's converting, like, crooner, Norwegian dollar to whatever. So I'm like, I did not, but there are 4 of us sharing a taxi. So they buy 4 train tickets and it must've been $100. It was like 700 and something crooner, which is like around $100. Right. And I'm like, he's like, it's 20 minutes by train and it's 50 minutes by cab.
I'm like,
okay. Which it was not, by the way. And I'll get to that in a minute. So we go, we walk to the train station. We wait 10 minutes outside in a blizzard for the train. The train arrives. We sit on the train 20 minutes. We're now 30 minutes into this journey. We land, or we hit the station that Giancarlo believes we need to be at, only to find that we're easily a mile away from the hotel. Where I trek with all of our luggage, and I have check-in bags. That animal has only brought a little wheelie. All the way through the center of town, in a blizzard, with a jacket and sweatpants on.
You weren't even wearing a hat. Why weren't you wearing a hat?
Because it was packed. I wasn't wearing a hat because I thought, meanwhile, I can't talk. My lips have gone numb, right? I can't talk. His sister, Adriana, has started reciting street signs. You know the way old people, when you drive with them, when your parents do, they're like, oh, the pork pig barbecue. Oh, 24-hour fitness. 24-hour-a-day trainer. Like, she started to do that. And she's only 37 years old. Like, she's not gone. She's an ER doctor, right? And I was like, sweetie, like, is there something that happens, like, in extreme cold where your brain kind of goes into this mode? And she's like, no, why? I'm like, because you're reading every sign we walk past. And like, it was a freaking, we get all the way to the hotel. I'm sopping wet, covered in snow, sick as a dog, mind you. Right? Giancarlo's like, I'm having the time of my life. Everything's closed. And then he proceeds to sleep. I don't know where we're airing that Xanax conversation until 3 o'clock the next day. Right. Now, it's New Year's Eve. The only place that's open is an Indian restaurant where Giancarlo gets, guess what? Diarrhea. Every time we travel. I'm so excited, by the way, because this is my favorite thing. I have waited all year. And all I want him to do is shit his pants just one time. He always makes it to a bathroom. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is it. It happens. It starts to go. I immediately put on my Instagram Live. And the bathroom at the restaurant is full. And Giancarlo has to run all the way back to the hotel where I give Greg the camera. I'm like, stay on G. Greg runs. And G's sister is freaking out. She's like, I'm going to be so mad. You guys can't do this. We broke into his room. We picked the lock in the bathroom. And Adriana is freaking out, like legitimately upset, right? And Giancarlo, I know Giancarlo. He doesn't care, right? But she's like, I'm going to be so mad. Stop it. Freaking out. So I was like, all right. So we stopped the live right when we broke into the bathroom, the moment of truth. And I said to her, I'm like, you realize like how many years I've waited for this moment, right? Like, and here it is. And you ruined this for me. And she's like, well, I'm a doctor. I can give him diarrhea. Yeah, she said she could put some magnesium in something and give him diarrhea again for me because I was really upset about it. Like, I literally have waited years for this moment, and she did ruin diarrhea. It. Like, she freaked out. And I was like, I don't understand, like, why you're freaking out about this. So she said she'd give him diarrhea at a later date.
That's a great response, by the way.
She That's said hilarious. She felt bad. I think she felt bad. So she said, I'll give him diarrhea. And I was like, all right. So then it's New Year's. We go out, fireworks. I FaceTime Heidi and the kids. Time to go home. Craig and I stay up till 3 a.m. to get in a cab to go home. We get in the car. We go to the airport. We go to check in. The woman looks at me and she goes, and I got to be honest, for some reason, I was getting like recognized a lot in Norway. I don't know why. So she looks at my passport and she like makes this face. And I was like, oh, here we go. And I'm like, yes, I'm her. I'm just about right. And I was like, that's me. I'm just about to like, and she goes, you're at the wrong airport. And I go, I'm sorry. What? And she's like, this is not the right airport. And I was like, okay. I mean, I said the airport, like, how are we at the wrong airport? So apparently we were flying out of like the Burbank, like if you live in LA, like not LAX, but like Burbank, because you're going to Amsterdam and Amsterdam to LA. So she's like, that airport is 2 hours by train in the other direction.
Oh, God.
Mind you, let me just clarify that the actual cab ride from that particular airport was 35 minutes. It was less than 100 American dollars, and you didn't have to walk in a blizzard. So I won that argument with Giancarlo, even though he doesn't know that I won it. Cut to, she's like, okay, go talk to my colleague and see if you can buy a ticket from this airport to Amsterdam. I'm hysterical. I'm in a panic. Heidi's like, the kids are going to pick you up. They're so excited to see you. My brother's leaving for Thailand on a flight that night. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to miss that flight. Oh my God, the kids are going to freak out. Oh my God, how are we going to get home? So it's the holidays. We're never going to be able to get a ticket. The guy is like, no problem. Bing, bang, bing, bang, boom. He's like, I've got you going out of Amsterdam from this airport. Same exact time. Your bags are transferred. Everything's done. And I literally was like, I am the chosen one. Right? I mean, look at that. Right? Everything's fixed. And it was quicker to get to this airport. Cut to,
Greg and I are like, we're touched by God. We're blessed. This is our year.
Yes, I did get that text. Things are really turning around. And then
I said, I was like, the curse is off. The hex is over. Maybe I broke a mirror 7 years ago. I don't know what. But, like, I mean, this is amazing, right? So then we get on this plane, finally. And it starts. Well, no. They're outside. And I'm thinking, huh. Because the plane is, you know, I don't live in ice, but it's covered in ice. And we're supposed to take off, and they're de-icing the plane outside. And I'm like, ooh. All right. Maybe this is going to be like a make up for it in the air kind of a thing.
They always do that.
So, like, an hour later, we finally take off, and we had a 2-hour
window
in Amsterdam. So I'm like, all right, we have 2 hours. We'll eat some cheese, you know. Greg can eat some weed in the air. Oh, he gave up weed, but I was like, all right, we'll be fine, you know. I'm like, great. So finally, it starts to go. It's like, I immediately get on my phone.
Oh, God.
I text Heidi. And I'm like, we're fucked. Plane dead on runway. And at this point, we should have been landing in Amsterdam. Oh. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. Oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. Oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. So I'm like, how am I going to get my brother on his vacation to Thailand? How am I going to tell the kids? Oh, right? The kids are like, she's like, no, the kids really want to come get you. They're so excited. Right? Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Cut to. I'm like, you got to get me out of here. You got to get online and start finding a way to get me out of here. Because Jeremy, it's like, I can't do this to him. He just started.
It was like 10:30 at night. Yeah. I was sleeping.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm like, I can't. Like, as he gets eased in a little bit more, then I will absolutely be like, find me out. Get me out of here. I'm in a Tijuana prison. But like, so I'm like, you got to get me out of here. Oh, my God. I don't know how we're going to get out of here. And Heidi's like trying to route me through Delta and Seattle. She's like, you want to go through Seattle? I'm like, no, I don't want to go through Seattle.
That was the only thing.
Yeah. She's like, I can get you through Utah. I'm like, no, I don't want to get through Utah. So I'm like, they're like, we've had some technical difficulties with the plane. And my brother's like, hey, at least we didn't die. I'm like, we weren't going to die to malfunction. Cut to, they're like, oh, okay, we've had a light malfunction. We're going to take the plane. Now I'm like, oh my God, we're definitely going to miss this flight. We're definitely going to miss this flight. So the stewardess was like, hey, we show that you're going to make your connection. I'm like, how do you show we're going to make our connection when we started boarding 20 minutes ago? We tear through the airport like a bat out of hell. They let us go up in immigration because you still have to go through immigration.
Oh, gosh.
Because Norway's not the EU. It's Scandinavia. So they stayed out of the EU, apparently, because they don't want to mess up their currency, which, I mean, if it's 800 knock to $100, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's in such great shape, but whatever. Or crooners. So we get up there. We go to the thing. We finally met. We're the last ones getting on the plane. We check in. Beep, beep. Seat issue. We go up to the – I'm like, this. Oh, my God. This can't be happening. And this is the one where Greg was like, walk away.
It's like a 10-minute rule.
Because I
we have a 10-minute rule.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell him 10 minutes.
If I can't solve the problem, she leaves before she goes ballistic on someone. I have 10 minutes to figure it out. And if I can't handle it, she steps in.
10 minutes. We get on the plane. We sit down. We pass out. We get home. It's been 4 days. I have no idea where my bags are. I can't find them. I've called.
You still don't have them?
Don't have them. I've called the airline 4 times. Can't find the bags. Like, I mean, but normally, like, and so then I... meanwhile, right, I am feeling so lucky. So lucky. I text G and I'm like, oh my God, we made it home. You know, so basically, and he's like, oh, we haven't had any issues. And, you know, I look at my life and I'm like, okay, the old me would have been like, Jesus, I can't, like, I get on a plane, the seat doesn't work. There's airplane problems. There's this, they gave our seats away. They lost our bags. Like, why does this happen to me? We go all the way to Norway. No whales, no lights. G did get diarrhea. Adriana ruined it for me. Like, all of this happens. And normally it would have been like, I'm cursed. But instead, I'm blessed. I'm touched by God. I've had an epiphany. Or things are turning around, Heidi.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe that's it.
Do you?
I hope so.
Hold up.
around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.